Well, hey, good morning, North Platte, here on FM 98.1 AM 1410. Good morning, North Platte. It's Canter Rath back here with you as we continue on our mornings here on FM 98.1 AM 1410 as we like to talk about what's going on here in the community, surrounding communities, and all the fun stuff. But hey, I got a special guest joining us here in studio today from the Kids Club. We got Carrie joining us. And Carrie, good morning, and how are we doing?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing very well. I'm going to knock on wood before I say it, but I think we're finally going to be in beautiful weather. I mean, I was checking out the weather forecast throughout the week, and it's supposed to be beautiful.
That's great news. We're ready for that. In our line of work, that outdoor recess is real important.
Exactly. Well, hey, April School Professions is April 22nd through 26th, and Carrie, kind of have you here in studio today to talk about that, so I'll just kind of let you dive right into it.
Sure. So After School Professionals Week is coming up, and we are celebrating that nationally with all of our after school professionals throughout the United States. We are funded through a 21st century grant. We have Nebraska Children and Families Foundation dollars that help support our program through Beyond School Bells. And we just want to give a shout out to all of our staff. I mean, we've been in our community 22 years. That's really unheard of in the after school space, considering the first grants for these were just 25 years old. So we have been around for pretty much the whole duration of it. And we are very proud of the people that are on our team, and just like to take this week to give them a shout out for all they do. They work all school year. They are high school kids who are in school all day. They're paras who work all day. Then they come after school for us. They're college students who are in, you know, classes all day long, come after school for us. And then all of them still stay on in the summer. And so we're just very appreciative of everything that they do, and really want to take time to celebrate them this week.
And you mentioned it's, you know, a lot of younger or kids basically have a good age or range of age. And, you know, this is, it can always be tough, but when they take the dedication and the time, is, you know, these are good. I always like to say, because being from Kearney in college, and a lot of the teacher or kids who go to school become a teacher do after school programs. Yes. So this right here is a really good profession. Maybe to be like, hey, you know, I'm kind of interested in maybe, you know, learning, like teaching kids down the line or all those kind of fun work. This, I always say after school programs is a very good time to learn and see if maybe if you have the interest in it as well.
Absolutely. We have inspired many teachers, some of them who had no thoughts about teaching until they worked for us. And then it just ignited a passion in them and they went down the path. Several of them work in our district now as teachers. So that's been really fun to see over, you know, 22 years we've had lots of people work for us and then go on and become teachers and administrators in our district. So that's been a fun progression in the after school space here in North Platte as well.
And then kind of just talk about Kids Club as a whole, like just kind of what is Kids Club?
Sure. So we are designed to be an education-based program that supports students in the after school time so that they have a safe place to go. We provide them with experiential hands-on learning. We partner with, I think we have 32 community partners in North Platte. So people are coming in and we're doing things with the Extension. We're doing things with Farm Bureau. We have West Central District Health comes in. Trudy Merritt does a Marathon Kids program with our students. In the summer, they get free swimming lessons. So it takes an entire village and a community to come together and provide our students with the things that we do in after school. And so it is more than just a two-hour window of watching your kiddos. We're actually providing them with so many exploratory things to do. They get career exploration. They, you know, want to all grow up and come back and work for us. We are only K through five, so we're only in our elementary schools. But when those kids get older and they're in the high school and they turn 16, they're immediately going in and getting those applications to come and work for us. So I think at the moment we have 45 staff. And 14 of those are high school students. So we're real proud of our high school kiddos who want to come back and give back to our elementary kids.
Well, Carrie, maybe for any parents who have questions about getting their kids involved, or maybe some people out there who might be interested, how can they contact Kids Club?
Sure. So we can be contacted through the website. All of our information is there, which is nppsd.org. There is a Kids Club tab. Our summer program is full and we are at wish list status, but things change quickly. So if that's something that anyone's interested in, they can certainly get a hold of us and be placed on that wish list. And as for next fall, there will be information going live on that same website probably in July, and they can apply there for the fall program.
Well, perfect there. Carrie, any final thoughts for the listeners tuning along here with us today?
You know, just if you have ever had a child in the program, if you currently have a child in the program, maybe you just know a staff that works there, get a hold of them, give them a shout out this week, tell them thank you, and we see them, and we value them, and we appreciate them.
Well, perfect there. Carrie, thanks for taking the time for joining us, and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, you too.
Hey, folks, we got more coming up here in just a couple minutes.